What is the law? How did you learn about it? Who does this law affect? Why is this a good law, and what would be the consequence of not having it? Answer. I believe that every country has numerous laws and regulations in place to ensure security and maintain order, with the primary purpose of improving people's quality of life. Vietnam is no exception. After reviewing this topic, the law regarding wearing helmets for motorcyclists comes to mind because I consider it highly effective in reducing accidents in Vietnam. As you know, Vietnam has a high burden of road traffic injuries, being the country where motorcycles are by far the primary mode of transport across the nation, with thousands of new motorcycles on the road each day, according to the WHO. Road traffic injuries are the leading cause of unintentional injuries, accounting for the greatest proportion of deaths from unintentional injuries. It has been estimated that more accidents in Vietnam occur among motorcycle drivers and passengers than any other mode of transport. Therefore, back in 2007, the government enacted a law that made it mandatory for all motorcycle riders and passengers to wear safety helmets on every type of road. If they don't wear helmets on the road, they can be stopped and given fines by the police. Obviously, since this law was introduced in Vietnam, it has faced quite many challenges concerning the quality of helmets, the enforcement of it on children, and people's lack of awareness. However, it can't be denied that this law has made traveling by road in Vietnam significantly safer. Research from the government has shown that the number of road traffic injuries and fatalities has witnessed a decrease as helmets lower the frequency and severity of head injuries resulting from traffic crashes. I believe that if we didn't comply with this law, there could be dire repercussions for the injured, their families, and the government because road traffic injuries cause considerable economic losses to individuals, their families, and to nations as a whole. Therefore, I think that this law should be enforced strictly, and all lawbreakers should be fined.